nobody looked to see what would happen with this particular species outside of grazing areas. Well, what's happened is it's gone absolutely berserk. It loves everything that's not water. So it'll take over all these beautiful hills around here, all the beautiful savannas all around your floodplains, you name it, it will grow. Now, cattle aren't feeding on that. You've probably heard lots of stories about the fuel load of gamba grass. It becomes just a monoculture throughout all your savanna, woodland, hills area. When it dries off, it's usually quite hot by then. All your native grasses have dried and they've been burnt, and then you're left with gamba. The fuel load is phenomenal. So when you get a fire through there, it literally kills then all your understory. So all those little shrubs and things that normally come back after a fire through the woodland here. The NT government only recently declared it as a noxious weed, but the pastoral industry took no responsibility for that grass, and it now is affecting all of these other lands. But scientists were screaming out a number of years ago about the potential threat of this pasture species.